It wasn't like he had a problem with their conduct, considering he was happy to play their game. At least, that way, everyone walked away satisfied. And Garrett Anderson, ex-soldier turned corporate security specialist, always walked away. Her sweet scent filled his nostrils, and his cock twitched in response, the enticing aroma garnering his attention while erotic images flashed in his mind's eye. He took a moment to peruse the woman next to him. His glance drifted over the sunshine-yellow, strappy dress that showcased a slim frame and killer legs he'd do just about anything to feel wrapped around him. His glance traveled back to her pretty face, and he couldn't help but wonder how those long, loose curls of hers would feel on his skin, or look spread across his pillowcase. As he considered the sensual image a moment longer, his game plan instantly headed south. No surprise, really. After all, he was a red-blooded male, and this sexy beauty was a distraction any guy would be crazy to ignore. Big, brown, honey-flecked eyes that looked stark against pale skin and chestnut hair darted to his and then flicked back to the ground outside. Despite his aversion to the aisle seat, Garrett secured his rucksack in the overhead bin and dropped down next to her. He reached for his belt, his hand accidentally brushing her leg. She recoiled, her eyes wide and troubled as they flashed back to his. Okay, so flinching wasn't quite the reaction he'd hoped for. He was about to introduce himself when he noticed the way she shifted restlessly in her seat, and that's when understanding hit harder than the hot blast of flying shrapnel. Appearing more panicked with each second, her entire body tightened as if under assault, and something in the anxious way she tented her fingers seemed so familiar to him. Garrett turned to her and held his hand out in an attempt to pull her attention away from takeoff. "I'm Garrett." She hesitated for a moment, then slipped her hand in his. His fingers closed around her hand, swallowing it whole. "Tallulah," she returned. There was a hitch in her voice when she rambled on with, "But my close friends call me Lou or Lula, and sometimes even Lala." "So, Tallulah," he said, holding her hand longer than necessary. "It's nice to meet you." After a long moment, he released her hand and she pulled it back to her lap. Unease registered on her face as she smoothed her dress over her thighs. "I didn't mean to suggest. I know we're not close friends or anything, and I'm not suggesting that we should be," she said, her attention on him as she fumbled over her words. "I mean, it's just that we're going to be sitting together for hours. I was only trying to say." The plane taxied down the runway, and in an effort to keep her focus off takeoff, Garrett held his hands up, palms out. "Whoa, hang on there, Tallulah. We just met. Stop trying to rush things along between us. Heck, the next thing I know, you'll be trying to get me to join the Mile High Club with you." She opened her mouth, but Garrett gave her a wink and cut her off. "And just for the record," he added, raising his voice to be heard over the roar of the engines as the plane skyrocketed, "just because I gave my seat up to you doesn't mean I'm going to give anything else up." Eyes full of genuine shock shot to the overhead seat numbers, and a soft pink flush crawled up her long neck as scrabbling fingers went to her belt. Garrett sat in stunned silence, because he fully expected this beautiful woman to come back with some smart-ass comment. Not, "I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I never meant to take your seat. I don't know what I was thinking." She gave a hard shake of her head, and her fragrant hair flared around creamy shoulders. The floral scent of her shampoo filled his senses as she finished with, "I guess I've just been preoccupied with other things." "Aw, shit." He sat quiet for a long moment, feeling like a world-class prick for embarrassing her. When the plane finally began to level off, she unhooked her seatbelt. "I'll switch with you." He closed his hand over hers to stop her,